Eurovision.
Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland.
On tour.
Yeah, Connor, where are we right now?
We're in Dublin International Airport, heading
Gate
to...
Gate 107, yeah, Terminal 1.
Heading to Liverpool, John Lennon.
What, Terminal 3 when? Dublin Airport, I am in you and I'm asking, Terminal 3 when? Linda Martin Appreciation when? Yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't know if we've ever fully recorded a podcast episode out and about,
no.
So...
Welcome
along this journey with us. How are you, Connor?
I'm... mixed emotions. I'm like, it's kind of sad that we're entering like the final
stage.
No, but there is like a bit of like sadness to it because like
there? I'm not thinking about
we're getting
that,
into the thing, but then like the excitement of like all the things we got planned and seeing everyone, and it's exciting. But it's like the buzz. I think once I see all like the signage, the yellow, like welcome to Liverpool, everything like that, I'll be like fully engrossed because Dublin. Where's the vibes? Where's the vibes?
I was on the phone to Melfest Micheál yesterday evening. He arrived about a day ago and he's assured us that the city is absolutely buzzing in Liverpool.
Oh, it looks
and
incredible.
That we're going to love it. So
the village, sorry, have you seen the videos of the village?
It looks
last
amazing.
Night? Oh my God.
It looks incredible. We have to shout out AJ actually,
yeah,
a local in Liverpool. We had him on the podcast way back when we had the host city discussion. Both himself and Meg, who we had on, both just seemed so delighted to have Eurovision in their home city. Like, it's kind of every Euro fan's dream, right?
Oh, imagine like just the vibes of waking up and having to
travel.
We were
just a couple of years too late, Connor.
Yeah,
just a couple.
We'll be a few years waiting as well, I reckon.
Let's kick things off. So we're obviously en route. We're going to chat to you as we go. You may have seen in our socials that we had a lovely evening out on Thursday last. Where were we, Connor?
We were at the British Embassy residence in South Dublin. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
It
was a lovely evening. Very nice to speak with, you know, other people who were in the Eurovision world.
I suppose to explain what it was as well. It was in a celebration of Eurovision, and it was kind of like the tie of Ireland, the UK and Ukraine all together, and like all of our collective histories in the contest. And the British Embassy, I think, did a wonderful job of including Ukrainian music and culture into the evening. There was the Ukrainian embassy there, and the Ukrainian ambassador spoke, as well as the British ambassador, whose home we were in, and Leo Varadkar was there, and he spoke.
On Taoiseach.
On Taoiseach. We had some music, live music.
Yeah, we have Niamh Kavanagh. We had a lovely Ukrainian singer and also a lovely Ukrainian little boy. I think he's about 15.
He
performed Stefania, and it was absolutely incredible.
I was living.
It was brilliant, and it brought lots of good memories back from Turin last year.
Yes,
seeing Stefania live as well. But it was
we were booging with Brooke on the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, Brooke legend.
Brooke and Ryan are shocked and see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to hang around with them a little bit. They were great. Brooke was just hilarious,
as usual,
as always chaotic in the best possible way. And big shout out to Ronan as well, on our team, who we have a lot of time for. Niamh Kavanagh and Keole Angrath. Can I just talk about this for a brief
fire
moment
ahead.
Connor, I could see you like laughing at me the whole way through the cover. Like, I was like a bunny rabbit.
In fairness, you didn't bring it up though, she brought it up in terms of like speak a bit Irish. So
yeah, I think, well, lad, she has promised to make an appearance with us, mm-hmm, very soon, and we're hoping in the summer. There's some ticket printing going on here in the background.
Yeah.
So soon, when Eurovision 23 is wrapped up a bit, so we'll get more into how the Irish language thing came up, because it was actually really interesting what she was saying. It was to do with Junior Eurovision, but then I found a little segue into Kill 'Em Grawl, and she loves Kill 'Em Grawl by Sandy Jones, Eurovision Song Contest 1972. We told her about our little segment on the pod. She was very enthusiastic about that, and yeah, she loves Gaelic. She's grawled on Gaelic, so like I was buzzing. I was having a great time.
She explained that she has like an old book from years ago with like Irish phrases that she's like revisits every so often and puts new phrases in every so often as well. But it's a lovely idea.
Listen, Mammy Neve,
Mammy Neve, and Daddy Ryan, because they brought up IOU, the music video from Junior Eurovision as well, and they had said it in a way as if like, oh, like you guys might not know it, and we were like, yeah, Taylor Hines, IOU, we know it. And they were shocked.
I nearly died when you told Ryan that he kind of looks like Taylor Hines.
But the hair length on him, he does. And he's literally a twin now.
He was like, I do, yeah.
I was like, all you're missing is the glasses. Very funny.
Oh, he's very, very nice guy. It was an absolute pleasure anyway to be there, and thank you so much to the embassy for inviting us.
Yeah,
it was a real honour, and it was just really lovely and refreshing. Like with Eurobash and other things, the National Concert Hall show we had back in October, it's just lovely to have that celebration of Eurovision in Ireland. We don't get it enough. No. So it was really, really special, and thank you again to all of the team in the embassy, especially Connor in the MC, for having us along, and of course the ambassador Paul. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So Connor, I think we have a flight to catch. It's in about an hour.
Yeah, probably a bit less.
Do a bit of social media. We're here. When are we not working?
Yeah.
We're on our way to Eurovision. Where's and we're doing Eurovision work. But what harm? It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
We'll be bringing you with us throughout the day as we're leaving for Liverpool.
Oh, God. Still can't get over here. But
I know.
Anyway, we'll touch base in a bit. Obvious face, yeah!
Been down some black holes, nothing but space, man. And I wanna go.
Well, hello there from Liverpool.
We're in our
we're in a lift
hotel. We're not gonna dox where it is, but it's very central.
Literally, like we can see the arena, we can see everything. Like it's crazy. Hello, hello.
So we're on the street here. We're waiting for a good pal.
Yeah.
To ride down and meet us. Connor, how was the flight over?
It was very quiet, and then coming into land, we made an entrance. We literally banged onto
belly flop.
Belly flopped onto
Yopla the runway. Ryanair, sponsor us.
It feels so weird though to be here. Like there's signs everywhere.
We can see the Ferris wheel from our hotel.
See the hearts.
We can see the top of the arena.
Volunteers walking around. It seems like such a buzz.
I have butterflies in my tummy. I won't lie to you.
It's so cool, but just bring it on. Bring it on.
Yeah, we're so heading off, and chat to you later in the day, I guess.
Yeah, chat to you soon. Eurovision. Hello, hello, hello from Liverpool. We are joined by a very, very special friend. It's Melfast Micheál.
Hey. Liverpool calling.
It's so nice to have you all, like a little bit more informally. Yeah. Like we had you on with like other things like Eurosong. We were having a very deep dive discussion. We're just shooting the breeze here.
Yeah.
Because we're used to doing it over Zoom and stuff like that, so it's nice to do it in person.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
Give hugs and all the crap.
The excitement is real.
So come here, leaving for Liverpool, how's it been for you coming over from Stockholm, obviously?
Tiring. I don't know how I survived yesterday. I've been here now 24 hours, but that first 24 hours, I don't know. By the end of the night, I don't know how I was still on my feet. It was a long one, but a good one. The first day, chef's kiss, 10 out of 10.
You're doing content for Eurovision Hub. Some people may, of course, know of Eurovision Hub on YouTube. Highly recommend if you haven't checked them out yet, do. You're getting together content for that. Can you give us like a sneak peek? What kind of stuff can we expect on the channel?
Yeah, so I am going around with me and my little tripod, and we're doing reaction videos with the artists. So, for example, yesterday I met up with Mimi Cat from Portugal. Awesome, oh my gosh. I don't know, I've got like Eurovision brain at the moment, but yeah, so she, for example, watched past Portuguese participants, and yeah, it's really fun. It's nice to see their thoughts on it, and yeah, seeing them sing along and stuff like that. So that's what I've been doing yesterday and today. Hotel hopping, taking over hotel lobbies to get them to react. So they'll be all coming soon.
And what's your initial thought of Liverpool so far?
Turin who? Turin who? You guys, this is like entering Eurovision world. It's like, I was like, can someone stop me? My camera roll at the moment is just of like signage and being an absolute tourist. But I feel so welcome. Like, the people are so friendly. They're so excited about Eurovision. You can tell. I know why Liverpool won. You know, I know, I can see why they won the bid. And it's, you can't like turn a corner without seeing the logo, the branding. And I'm loving it already. Like I said, Turin who?
Looked. And yeah, we're heading off to Eurovision Village together shortly, and we're going out to Euroclub and some bits tonight. So lots to look forward to. What are you like looking forward to most for this next like week, 10 days in general?
You know, honestly, just seeing people like you, so like seeing your friends. Aww. It's like summer camp, like it really, yeah. That's the only way to describe it. Yeah. Seeing all your friends once a year, having the best time partying together. That's what I think I'm looking forward to the most. Obviously the result this day next week, but this is what it's about. You guys described it earlier as a festival, and that's the best way I think you can describe Liverpool at the moment. It feels like one big festival.
So, yeah. And who's winning?
Sweden!
Hey! And we all go to Micheál's place.
Yeah.
Micheál's apartment 2024. Let's go!
Bring it on.
Thank you for popping on for this like random little episode.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
You'll be back.
I hope so.
For a few bits
on.
Above.
My God, what a day.
Yeah, well, I suppose we should just do like a brief recap over it all. Our leaving for Liverpool, so getting here was so easy, right?
Oh, literally. We spent more time in the airport than actually in the air,
way
which is the funny thing.
Way more time, yeah. And yeah, I think just getting here has been really exciting. Our hotel's really central, as we mentioned already. The city's just been amazing so far. Like, the vibes.
It's proper festival.
It's a proper festival. The people are into it. Even people from Liverpool who we've met all around have just been lovely.
Yeah.
There's Eurovision fans everywhere. Like, in the Eurovision Village, we just kept running into people we knew. So many different people. People from the UK, the Netherlands, Australia, yeah. Other Irish friends,
all
fans.
Around the world.
It's been amazing. So really, really cool. And we were in the Eurovision Village for the day, right, Connor?
We
saw a couple of people performing.
Yeah, we did. But even before that, we kicked off ourselves in the Bailey's tent, of course.
It had to be done, lads.
Which had to be done.
It
so,
had to be done.
Yeah, and then we saw Mimi Cat for a bit, and then Andrew Lambre...
Rema Ferrer. I shouldn't
need
to joke, it's terrible.
And then, who else? I feel like we saw someone else.
The Busker,
yes, of course. They were the best. Yeah, they were the best.
They were good fun.
And then we could hear Voyager from our hotel.
Yeah, we're having a little chill now before we go out. What's the plan this evening?
We are going to go see last year's winners, Kalush Orchestra, in Euroclub, which will be exciting. I think it's a nice way to kickstart. Yeah, we do. It'd be a nice way to kickstart, like, the like festivities, because like, you know, last year's winner, bringing it on to this year. And yeah, but the vibes over here are incredible.
Yeah,
like, it is fantastic. What a glow up from Turin.
Yeah, like, oh my God, it's like world's part. It's
literally,
it's like Turin. It was like they nearly didn't know it was on, sort of thing.
Yeah, Liverpool certainly know that it's on. So
Connor, is there, since this is a leaving for Liverpool episode, I imagine there's going to be listeners who maybe are leaving for Liverpool themselves, like, while they're listening to this or not long after they listen to this. Is there any advice you think we should give just from our kind of brief day that we've had so far? I would say bring good walking shoes, because Liverpool is very, very walkable. So you will save yourself, like, a fortune on, you know, public transport and taxis if you're willing to walk, and you can walk, but bring good walking shoes
if
because
you can,
you'll be up and down a
if
lot.
You can also like run to like a Primark or something and grab like a rain jacket just to have in your like bag, carry it, just because it is kind of mixed weather. Like, it's warm when it's warm, but it's also wet when it's obviously raining a bit, so just be prepared for a mixture of weather.
Emphasis on the walking shoes, because we're staying really centrally, and we checked coming in and it's only like, what, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We still have the night to go, and we're both at like 16,000 steps, which is I suppose quite a bit.
Yeah. And also just as well, also if you're trying to get into the village, make sure you're not bringing a bag any bigger than an A4 page, because few people have been having issues with that. So just, yeah, so maybe get like a side satchel or something like that. Just save you bringing it in a rucksack, because they're being a bit picky about that. But
yeah, and I suppose if you're coming into the village or the arena as well, of course, yes, just check the
rules, regulations, check the regulations, like that,
just to make your own life easier when you get there.
But there is so much on over here. There's only like too much that you're kind of, you've so much to choose from. So, you know, if one event's not for you, there's another thing going on. You have so much, like.
And on the village as well, like, there are food stalls and everything there. Now, I know it's only kind of just opened up, the village, but like, we found it quite good today. Like, it was, you know, we did have to queue for maybe like 10 minutes, yeah, but like, it wasn't absolutely jammed there. You could walk around, even up at the stage, there was plenty,
yeah,
of space to go right up to the front and see the artists. I think as the week goes on, the village will become busier, absolutely, and I imagine the queues will become longer. So I would say, if there's a specific act or thing you want to see in the village, give yourself extra time to queue, especially as we get to the busy time of, you know, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Be aware the Saturday is ticketed, so if you're planning to go, make sure that you got those tickets. I'm sure there's someone resale if you didn't get some, yeah, but we would highly recommend going to the village, wouldn't we, Connie?
Yeah, absolutely. Just even to have a walk around for a bit, grab a bit to eat, or and just take in the atmosphere. And there's plenty of, like, you know, little food trucks. There's the Ukrainian section, which obviously...
don't miss that, because it's a little bit hidden away.
It's hidden away, which is a bit unfortunate, but it's kind of when you're heading it towards the exit, it's on the left, by like a kind of an alleyway, so make sure you go down and explore that. There's different Ukrainian cuisines and everything like that, so really important bit of the village, I think, to check out if you've got time. But there's so much going on, like the streets are packed, there's flags left, right and center, the music is everywhere, so it is it's a proper festival for the weekend. I'm sure it's just going to get busier and busier as we head closer to the final next Saturday.
And just a general tip as well, like, because we've had a lovely day, just chat to people.
Yeah.
Even in the queue, like, we just got chatting to a family from Liverpool in front of us, and they were just really lovely. And one of their kids in particular was a real Eurovision fan. Yeah. That was really sweet. So, yeah, just don't be afraid to just, like, shoot the breeze, chat to people around you. You'd be surprised who you'll meet and kind of the nice interactions you'll have. And it's definitely a really warm, welcoming feeling here from the city, like, including like our taxi driver, the lady in the hotel checking us in. Everybody is like really, really up for Eurovision. So yeah, just chat to everyone and I suppose make the most of it. Yeah, that's all we have so far. We've kind of had a busy day. We're going to head out and have a boogie.
We are.
We're going to have fun. We're meeting some friends for a bit of food before, a bit of grub, and we will see where the night takes us. As for tomorrow, looking forward to the turquoise carpet.
That's going to be the real kickstart for the week with the opening ceremony and everything like that. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. It's going to be great.
That's all we have time for today, I guess. No Kjolan Grå, you're off the hook.
No, thank God.
You had to listen to Neil and I rabbiting on a bit.
That was actually
earlier.
Lovely, though, to listen
was
to.
It was nice.
And I was picking up on little things. So I was like, I know what they're
talking about. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I suppose context is everything. But yeah, shout out to Neil McGrossa. That's all we have time for today, though, because we're just going to chill and get ready to go out now. Yeah. And all we have to say is slán go fóill.